Ukraine security issue.
On Tuesday, May 17, the 83rd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, said that peace talks with Russia were suspended and would only resume depending on the evacuation of Ukrainian soldiers from the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, the situation in Kherson, and other matters of principle. Meanwhile, Russian missiles continue to kill and wound Ukrainians and destroy their homes and civilian infrastructure. 8 people were killed and an unspecified number of others were wounded as a result of a missile strike on the township of Desna near Chernihiv. In the small hours of Tuesday, Russia launched up to 10 missiles targeting the Lviv region. The Ukrainian air defense shot down some of them, but the rest caused serious damage to a railroad infrastructure facility in close proximity to Polish border. Not a single missile reached the city of Lviv. Villages and towns in the areas of the Sumy region bordering on Russia continue to be shelled from Russian territory. 70 explosions were recorded in the region on Monday. In the city of Akhtyrka, at least 5 people were wounded and several infrastructure facilities were damaged by Russian missiles. During the Russian occupation, the city was almost destroyed by Russian artillery and now works are underway to restore it. The epicenter of military action is presently in the Donbas, where the Russian forces keep on attacking Ukrainian positions and shelling residential areas. Between Monday and Tuesday, they shelled 25 villages and towns, killing at least 25 people, including one child. In the Luhansk region, the Russian invaders have stepped up their efforts to take the city of Severodonetsk in order to encircle the Ukrainian defenders and take control of the entire region. 52 critically wounded Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol were evacuated from the Azovstal steelworks on Monday night and brought to a hospital in the neighboring town of Novoazovsk, occupied by Russian troops. Another 211 wounded soldiers were evacuated on Tuesday. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Kyiv would exert maximum effort to bring all of them back through a prisoner exchange.
Ми маємо надію, що вдасться зберегти життя наших хлопців. Серед них є важко поранені. Їм надається допомога.
We do hope that we will save our guys. Many of them are heavily wounded and need medical treatment. I stress Ukraine needs its heroes alive. That's our principle. I think every adequate person understands what these words mean. The operation Save Mariupol Defenders has begun and is going on, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. One more common grave has been found in the Kyiv region. 3 male bodies were unearthed on a roadside near the village of Makariv, where Russian invaders had kept their forward positions while attacking Kyiv. All the bodies had bullet wounds and signs of torture. One of the men was identified as a Czech citizen. Before the war, he worked as a camion driver and during the war helped Ukrainians as a volunteer. Near another village, one more body of a shot man was found. He was identified as a retired policeman. Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova said on Tuesday that investigators had identified 45 Russians who had committed atrocities in Ukraine. A virtual war memory museum has opened on the tourist web portal of the Kyiv region, offering 3D pictures and videos of what the Russian invaders have done to Irpin, Bucha, Hostomel, Borodyanka, Khorinka, Stoyanka and other towns and villages in the region. The Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra, the winner of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, have announced a tour of European countries, during which they plan to raise funds for the needs of defense and charity. The frontman Oleg Psyuk said at a press conference upon return to Ukraine from Italy that they would put on auction the Eurovision winner figurine and donate the money to the Ukrainian army.
Цього року ця перемога для нас дуже важлива, і я дуже радий, що нам вдалося підняти настрій українських людей, що
This victory is very important to us. I am happy that we managed to inspire Ukrainian people. We hope this victory will add to their motivation and help to gain the main victory.
Ми плануємо продати статуетку, так? Хочемо продати статуетку для того, щоб зібрати кошти.
We plan to sell this figurine and give the money to the Ukrainian defenders.
Що мається на увазі? Що дуже багато є людей, які, в принципі, можуть собі дозволити пожертвувати.
There are very many rich people who could donate a large sum to the Ukrainian army.
We are going to put it on auction soon,
said Oleg Psyuk. Culture Minister Alexander Tkachenko said he was sure that Eurovision 2023 would take place in Ukraine. On May 16th, Ukrainians bade last farewell to their first president, Leonid Kravchuk. The ceremony that took place at Ukrainian House in downtown Kyiv was the first mass event since Russia's invasion. It was attended by Kravchuk's successors, Leonid Kuchma, Viktor Yushchenko, Petro Poroshenko and Volodymyr Zelensky. Leonid Kravchuk died at age of 88 on May 10th, succumbing to a disease.